And good morning from the team of Radio K Pulpit and Radio Pulpit this morning on this Wednesday morning, the 8th of June. No, you've heard it correctly. It's not the 8th, it's the, yeah, you've got it, the 9th of June. Wednesday morning, the 9th of June. Good morning. Who are you? Yeah, I know you're a Christian. If you are a Christian, and a Christian is someone, by the grace of the love of Jesus, personally, in a relationship with the Lord God Almighty, your Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you are in this world, but not from this world, and you are facing various trials and tribulations and even suffering, then this message is for you this morning. Because the word of the Lord says we are not here permanently. We are not here permanently. We are pilgrims. As John Bunyan wrote in that beautiful old ancient book of his. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Paul is describing the reason. Now listen to this. He's describing the reason for his refusal to lose heart in the face of suffering for his faith in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to repeat this over and over this morning, because it's so critically important for this time we are living in as Christians, as people of God, as listeners of Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, facing a lot of challenges, trials and tribulations, too many to name. And each and every one of us going through these. And we so cling to this life as if this life is all that there is. We are mere pilgrims on our way into eternity. And when we... Yeah, you can say we have reason to lose hearts. I mean, I read it yesterday in the news. The Minister of Health is put by the President on leave to investigate some problems they have. In a time of the coronavirus pandemic, where people's got to get vaccinated, etc., 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 where people in the pandemic are suffering a lot of stuff, too many to mention. And perhaps you think, a reason to lose heart in the face of all these sufferings and all these trials and tribulations and challenges you are experiencing as a disciple of Christ Jesus. Now here again, Paul is describing the reason for his refusal to lose heart in the face of suffering for his faith in Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, Paul says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Paul wrote in the previous verse that his current suffering, though nearly unbearable at times, as 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8 says, can't even compare to the far weightier, greater, glorious glory of eternity. And now he adds that this perspective requires a focus on what cannot be seen in this life, meaning the spiritual life. In plain English, Paul says, I'm suffering nearly unbearable sufferings at times, in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8. But it can't even be compared to the far greater glory of the eternity that is waiting. I am mere a pilgrim on a pilgrimage through this world, through this life. And he adds that this perspective requires a focus. If you want that perspective, that glory is awaiting. So come on. What can separate me from the love of God? Paul says to the people in Rome, in Romans 8, what? Who? What or who can bring division between me and God? And then he says, no. Not even death can bring separation. Yes, death is not good. Death is not, it's not desirable. Death is not, it's tragic. It's painful. But for God's child, even death cannot separate me from the love of God. But this perspective in faith on the ground of God's holy word requires a focus on what cannot be seen in this life. It requires the power of the Holy Spirit to bring you to that. The things that are visible to us as humans in this life are here just for a moment, and then it's gone. What are you worrying about? Your car's tires running skew on the one side. Your car's tires need replacing. And you say, not now, I don't have the budget. You experienced a pay cut because of the coronavirus. You experienced something much worse. You lost your job. You lost everything. You are ill, whatever the situation may be. The things that are visible to us in this life are here for just a moment and then gone. So why worry to death? Why worry yourself into, I had a deacon, God bless her soul. See, she is with the Lord now, Ruku. In Bloemfontein, in the Klipkerk Dutch Reformed Church, where I was minister for nearly 25 years, after Sabi, after Pretoria, after Wynberg, and I remember Ruku so well. She always said in Afrikaans, "Hoekom ruk jy jou so in 'n krul oor niks?" Why do you get yourself into frets about nothing? Referring to visible things that brings us as humans into a state of worry and anxiety. Hoekom ruk jy jou so maklik in 'n krul? And perhaps that question is yours this morning. Why are you fretting and worrying so much about this or that? The things that are visible to us, that brings us to the brink of a breakdown in this life, are here just for a moment and then gone. Yes, not easy. Paul never says It's easy. May I take you back to what I read earlier on? In the previous verses, Paul is talking about his current suffering at the time. And he says in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8, it is nearly unbearable at times to go through the suffering that he is going through. But it cannot even be compared to the far glorious life in eternity. The point is, this morning, we worry so much about so many things that we lose our focus on who we are. We are God's children. We are not here to go through a prosperity theology that when I'm God's child, nothing can touch me. Second Corinthians 4 verse 18, in the face of nearly unbearable suffering, Paul tells the people in Corinth, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And therefore Paul says, I have a reason for my heart to refuse to lose heart, to get to the end of my rope. I refuse to get to the end of my rope. I refuse worrying and fretting. I refuse to pluck myself into a krill, as dear late Ruku always said in Bloemfontein. Because in the face of this nearly unbearable suffering, I have this perspective in faith that I focus not on what can be seen, but I focus on what cannot be seen in this life by the power of the Holy Spirit. It allows him to endure that suffering in this life that is light and short, as he says, in comparison to the glories and the pleasures of eternity to come. And that's the words of Hebrews 11, verse 14 to 16. He says to the people in Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. And this morning I'm not trying to tell you that this life on Wednesday the 9th of June is not important. The message is not that we should excommunicate ourselves and don't live the life. We are here to proclaim the glory of God in the first place. We are here in our lives to proclaim the glory of God. And we are here to live as his disciples. You know, I read the other day that there was only one disciple that didn't face suffering and martyrdom at the end of his life. Only one of the 12 disciples. The others were all brutally murdered. The point this morning is, you and I are on our way through this world. I haven't got the book, but I read it many, many years ago of John Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress. I am a pilgrim and am going to the celestial city, he said. Lord God, I am yours by the grace of Christ Jesus. There are so many trials and tribulations and suffering and things your children are going through at this very moment, which is very difficult. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, barely, very bearable. It's unbearable, these sufferings. But I know that you love me. And I know in all the dangers, so many of our listeners right now, today, will be going through. It's terrible. It's not wonderful. But Lord God, give us a perspective to stand on your holy word that we are pilgrims in this world. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit not to fret and worry so much about the things that keep us awake. Give us the power, Lord, to look for the things unseen. As 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. Give us the perspective, Lord, by faith on your word's foundation. Glory awaits the Christian pilgrim who remains steady, disciplined, anchored in your holy word in this life. The vision that lies ahead of us as Christians, your children, it's unexplainable. And therefore, we want to say this morning, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us there where we are in such a worry state about everything around us. Give us the power to live this day and our lives on earth to your glory, to be disciples of Christ, to bring others into the gospel, into the kingdom. And Lord, O Lord God Almighty, give us the perspective to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Amen and amen and amen. I want to play you something this morning. It's not a gospel song, but it's the Pilgrim's Choir, Richard Wagner, Ntanase. Just reflect. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal, we are mere pilgrims. Therefore we sing of the glory. And we refuse our hearts to lose heart in the face of all the troubles and the trials and the tribulations as pilgrims in this world. And we pray, Lord, for a new faith and a focus into the spiritual realm of the kingdom that awaits us.